Well, up next, it's a pleasure to welcome Moza Alibar from the Arrow Gallery to join us. Good afternoon to you, Moza. How are you?
Hi, very good. Thank you.
Good to see
you.
Very well, thank you. And this is a fantastic competition that is running currently at the Arrow Gallery. It is Art at the Top. And what we mean by the top is the Burj Khalifa. Can you tell us a little bit more about the competition?
Yeah, sure. It's very exciting. We are working with the attraction at the top, which is in Burj Khalifa, to create an artwork for one of their featured walls. So as you exit the attraction, there's a huge wall. You can't miss it. It's plain white right now. So the creative team there wanted to have an artwork there to represent almost Dubai, to represent the Burj, the symbol of the Burj. So they contacted us, and we came up with the idea of creating a competition, just to create a nice buzz over it, to have people excited, to basically get the best artist suited for this kind of a competition. So far it's been exciting.
I think so, definitely. And I love that walkthrough. I mean, I've been up the Burj a few times now. It's always a great attraction for tourists,
exactly.
Isn't it?
And just imagine ending that attraction with like a very nice personalized kind of impression from a local artist about what they feel about the Burj.
That's the theme, isn't it? What does the Burj Khalifa mean
exactly
to you?
As a first theme, we thought, let's keep it just general. Let's keep it friendly. It's like an introduction to this competition. It's the first round. We're hoping to have this possibly, now we're discussing it, like a biannual competition. So for the first round, I think it's nice to appeal to the as big of an audience as we can.
Well, it's opened up to Emiratis.
Yes.
Who would like to have a go. Tell us what you're looking for, because there's still time. That's why we wanted to talk about it
exactly.
Today. You've got until July the 15th
yes, exactly.
to send in
your portfolio. Yeah.
What and do you need to see from...
I just want to highlight one thing, because we've been receiving a lot of questions as to what we need at this point. At this point, we do not want a sketch of what they're planning to have for that wall. All we need is the artist's portfolio, some samples of their work, their artist statement,
a little bio of them. So this doesn't have to be the actual photograph?
No, we're not expecting it to be that. We're giving the artist some time. So basically by July 15, we're expecting all the portfolios in. By July 19, we'll be announcing 5 finalists who will be choosing, depending on what's the styles that are best suited for that kind of...
So are we talking photography, design, oil, acrylic, everything?
Yes, I don't want to limit...
Film?
To be honest, I don't want to limit at all because, it's a nice space. Initially, we're thinking of something that can be hung on that wall. But also, you never know. You can receive something
that... Installation?
Exactly. Okay. An installation can also work. So basically, we're just keeping the doors open. No limitations. Just send us your portfolios, your
bios. And how
many
pieces do you need from someone? Do they have to be
just
established?
Just a sample. No, they don't have to be established. We at our gallery, we love the young talents, the young Emiratis. So they don't have to be established. They can be established. That's not a rule. So by the 15th, hopefully all the portfolios are in. By the 19th, we announce the 5 finalists. Then we give them until September.
The 6th, I think,
yes,
is it?
Yes, the 6th. To choose the best 3 out of these 5. And then September 17 will be the launch of
the winner.
And the announcement, yeah.
Right. And so what do they get? Then then their work will be... Obviously, in this space,
yes, hung in the space with a recognition of the artist, and of course, it's always open to different people in the art world to have a look at it. If someone's interested in buying it, that's also a possibility. But after the 6 months are over of exhibiting, so it's a very nice way to expose yourself as an artist, to get creative. We were trying not to choose a theme for it, but it's always best, especially for an attraction like this that has a certain vision. It's good to have something that follows that vision.
Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to sort of clarify: the artists need to send in their portfolio of work. Now, within that work, the portfolio, could there be the winning piece?
No, because we're looking for something that is specifically created for this.
So when do they have time to make the piece?
Between,
September 6th.
July 19th, when we announce the five, these five will be creating the works.
Oh, I see.
And it's due September.
So, okay.
So we give them a good amount of time to, to almost brainstorm and work on their pieces.
So
and of course, we'll be with them throughout the whole process. You know, they can come and, you know, give us their thoughts and we'll give them our suggestions and everything.
Mm.
Yeah. And then I just want to mention a very sweet email we received from a 13-year-old girl. She is British. She actually has done the whole painting and she sent it to us by email. It is very beautiful. I believe it's in a canvas. It's acrylic on canvas. It's beautiful, honestly. And she describes it as it's almost like the Burj Khalifa is almost like casting a shadow of pride or a shadow of, you know, just a very special shadow on Dubai and representing Dubai. So it's basically a group of men or I'm not sure men or women, they're just little figures carrying the Burj towards the sun. It's beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I wish we could show
is
it
she
to
in
people.
The running? We can't say that, can we?
We were just so excited for it. We forwarded it to the Burj Khalifa team and they were very happy about it as well.
So all age groups as well. But it's only Emiratis.
Exactly, only Emiratis.
Right. Yeah. She got special mention,
yes.
Which is very nice. Oh.
Yes.
Well, I think it's a great competition and
thank
I really
you.
Look forward to hearing who the winner is and hope that you'll be able to come back and
wonderful.
Join us
yeah,
with the winner as well.
You on it.
You've got till July the 15th for Emirati artists listening. If you'd like to take part in the competition at Art at the Top at the Burj Khalifa, what does the Burj Khalifa mean to you is the theme, then get your work together and submit your portfolio to the Ara Gallery. Now we've just got a couple of minutes, so I thought maybe we could talk about what's on at the moment. Do you have an exhibition currently running at the Ara Gallery?
Yes, we have UAE A Work of Art, where we have a group exhibition going on. All works are basically around the UAE theme. This is almost like our summer theme exhibition.
Yeah.
We like to keep, you know, the summer exhibition very long and still, you know, speak to a large audience. So you'll see different mediums from painting to photography to mixed media. I think this exhibition is very special. I think it's dear to our hearts also.
Mm.
And you can see how every artist basically translates, you know, their methods and, you know, what they think of the UAE into a piece of art, which is very interesting always. We had this exhibition also last year, which was also as successful as this one.
And they're all for sale, these pieces, are they?
All for sale, yeah. And they're all Emirati artists, mm-hmm. a mix of male and female. And I think it's worth a visit. We're open all week, except for Fridays. We are open midday.
And throughout the summer?
Yes, throughout the summer.
Oh, wow, gosh.
Yeah, throughout the hot weather.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering, you know, I mean, the Ara Gallery is very much promoting and behind Emirati artists.
Yes.
Have you seen since opening? You're still quite a relatively new gallery.
Yes, we've been open for over a year now, isn't it?
Yeah. Have you seen the difference in quality or increasing and getting better?
Yes. We always like to keep our options open when it comes to artists, not only Emirati, although that's the impression we've been given because it's mostly Emirati. We're open to other Arab artists, and that's the exhibition we're having in September. It's a group of three artists, different Arab nationalities. But yes, if we're talking about Emirati artists, we're getting amazing feedback. We're getting a lot of, you know, creative artists, from sculptures that you rarely see from Emirati artists to, you know, to very talented painters. So I guess it's a gradual process. And I believe that we are growing with the artists.
Yeah.
We are also, you know, it's almost like an exchange where we have, you know, identified a few artists that we think are very talented.
Do you represent them?
We are starting that. We give ourselves the first year to just explore, get to know the market, get to know the artist.
Yeah.
It's more like a friendship almost, maybe, because the team is very, you know, involved with the artist on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think it's a growth process with Emirati artists.
Well, it's a wonderful gallery.
Thank you.
I think really doing some great work and showing some great artwork as well. And
thank you.
And giving that space to new up-and-coming artists as well, which is very important.
Thank you so much.
Lovely to talk to you as always, Moza.
Thank you
for joining us.
Thank you.
And I wish you all the very best with the competition and look forward to hearing you in September. All the best.
Thank you.
Moza Alavar there from Ara Gallery joining us. Let me give you out the website if you'd like to find out more about the gallery and, of course, about the competition that we were just talking about. It's www.thearagallery.ae. Now, you have until the 15th of July to submit your portfolio to be for the competition at the Art at the Top at the Burj Khalifa, a fantastic opportunity to really have your artwork featured at the top of the Burj Khalifa. Fantastic. Well, more to come on the programme. We're going to take another very, very quick break and we move away from art and photography to music and to musicals, because over at Mall of the Emirates and Ducktack, I think they're probably right in the midst of it now, is their dress rehearsal for Cats, the much-loved musical, which is opening tomorrow through till July the 14th. I caught up just earlier this morning with one of the featured singers in the musical, What's her name? Alison Lear. She spoke with me earlier about what it was like to be playing Grisabella, one of the lead roles in the musical Cats, and also about her work. That's all coming up after the quick break. Do stay with us.